Today we say hello to our listeners on KOTC in Kennett, Missouri. Is it really true the Mississippi River once ran to the west of your town? Today, the river is 20 miles east of Kennett. Most say that's the case, thanks to a very famous ridge of land stretching nearly 200 miles through Missouri and Arkansas. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Heather Runyon turns back the clock a few thousand years when discussing the location where she works.
What happened is as glaciers moved down, they never quite got to Arkansas, but they would melt and they formed rivers. So we had the Ohio running to the east of us and the Mississippi running to the west of us, creating a giant sandbar.
Over time, the sandbar began to grow.
As the glaciers moved down, they ground down the rocks, making what we call lust. It's a fine rock dust. When that would wash up on the shore, it would be picked up by the wind, and then it'd blow until it caught the highest place in the area, which was our giant sandbar.
The windblown soil made a ridge over 500 feet high and over 150 miles long. It was the high point, with water all around it.
The rivers were a lot larger than they are now. And since we had rivers running down both sides, it's basically flat because the rivers just washed everything out. So it's a lot of very flat, very fertile land.
Today, the Mississippi and Ohio rivers join about 150 miles north of Memphis. It is believed that the ridge once separated those rivers and that the two did not join until 50 miles south of present-day Memphis. Benjamin Croly was one of the first Europeans to settle here. Today, it's known as Croly's Ridge.
Croly's Ridge does have a unique set of plants and animals versus the rest of Arkansas. Because the Mississippi used to run to the west of it, we actually have plants that you'd expect to find east of the Mississippi.
Such as the tulip poplar and sugar maples. Croly's Ridge Parkway runs the length of the ridge, and Runyon shares the story here at Croly's Ridge State Park, a great place to enjoy nature rising above the surrounding river bottom fields. Traveling the countryside near Paragould, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.